Hello and welcome to Trashy Divorces, everybody's favorite good podcast about bad relationships. My name is Stacy.
Hey friends, Alicia here. Thank you for joining us for today's tale of marital misadventure.
Who's on deck today?
Jody Turner-Smith and Joshua Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it starts so well for this couple back in 2018. There's a wonderful meet-cute. Mm-hmm. There's a secret wedding. There's all kinds of great stuff. But by 2023, this couple is Splitsville with many, many layers to reveal. Before we get into today's episode, we do have some awesome folks to thank out there, our most recent supporters over at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Thanks so much for joining us. Just Sam, Taylor, Tower Velo Bicycle Shop, Vanna, and Allison R.
Holy cats, y'all are the best. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you for joining over there, getting ad-free and early episodes. All of our sustaining supporters, man, y'all are magic. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you. Thanks for coming today. I see no reason to actually delay this any further.
Let's go, go, go. So, Alicia, you have another story today that's going to distress my impression of a celebrity that I like. Is that what I'm to understand?
I don't know. It's quick. It doesn't last long. Today, we're going to talk about Joshua Jackson and Jody Turner-Smith.
Okay.
Goodness.
I do like him. I don't know much about her.
He was a big hit back in the day. Dawson's mm-hmm. Creek and
Fringe.
Pacey and Fringe. Yeah. Uh-huh. Joshua Jackson, born June 11th, Gemini man, born in 1978. He is a Canadian, born in Vancouver. He was a major heartthrob during the run of Dawson's Creek.
Sure.
His love life has been closely followed in the media since that time because of her first romance, Katie Holmes. Her first boyfriend was Joshua Jackson.
And it was all downhill from there.
Well, and remember, she was Joey and he was Pacey on Dawson's Creek. And yeah.
Yeah, I never saw much of that, but yeah.
Way prior to the Tom Cruise debacle.
Mm-hmm.
But Joshua and Katie Holmes were a super hot story while they lasted. Joshua, after that, was in a really serious, super long-term relationship with actress Diane Kruger. From 2006 to 2016.
Wow, okay.
10 years. Okay. It was during this time, when he was in a relationship with Diane Kruger, that Joshua starred in the TV show Fringe. Mm-hmm. That was from 2008 to 2013. After that, he moves to the series The Affair from 2014 to 2018. Recently, Mr. Jackson has been in the television miniseries Little Fires Everywhere and Fatal Attraction.
I totally saw Little Fires Everywhere. Yes, he was. Okay.
It was at Usher's 40th birthday party in October of 2018 that the meet cute happens with Joshua Jackson and Jody Turner-Smith. Jody Turner-Smith, beautiful British actress. She is born September 7th, 1986, Virgo lady. Jody was born in Peterborough, England. Interesting little bit here. Jody and her mother and siblings will move to the United States when her parents divorce. They live in Maryland. But it is in 2009, upon meeting Pharrell Williams, that Jody, telling Pharrell Williams, "I really want to be a writer." Pharrell Williams is like, "You should really be a model." And that's when Jody moves to Los Angeles. So, how the fates turn.
Sure.
So back to Usher's 40th birthday party. Big night, big deal. Page 6 is going to have these details on it. Usher rang in his 40th birthday Sunday night with Diddy, Kevin Hart, and other celeb buddies at Delilah in L.A. Says a spy. Kevin and Diddy both separately did a birthday speech with a toast, wishing Usher happy birthday and for blessing this earth with his talent. Diddy said he was very proud to have known him since he was a teenager. It was such a beautiful celebration. The DJ plays several of Usher's hits. Guests, as party favors, were given baseball caps with the letter A in reference to the singer's hometown of Atlanta.
Excellent.
Other guests include Tyler Perry, Sean Ross, Kelly Rowland, Kendall Jenner, Chris Brown, Tyga, Alicia Bell, Justine Skye, and Joshua Jackson and Jodie Turner-Smith. Not mentioned in that Page Six report. So apparently Joshua and Jodie, goodness, have eyes for no one else at this party. Their connection was instant. Jodie Turner-Smith tells Seth Meyers in 2021 on Late Night with Seth Meyers, "First of all, I saw him before he saw me. And when I saw him, I was like, I want that."
Oh my God.
"And then when he saw me, I just pretended like I didn't see him. He had to yell across the room to me."
So she has game, is what I'm hearing.
She has game. So Jackson finally gets her attention, and Jodie's smitten. She'll continue. He comes over and does this really cute, charming thing that he does. And just all night, he basically followed me around the party. It must have been fate. You ready for this? You want to guess who Jodie's poster on the wall was and her first crush?
Was it
Joshua Pacey from Dawson's Creek? Yeah, Joshua Jackson.
Wow. We do warn about that sort of thing.
The love affair is on. The two begin appearing publicly on red carpets. This is October 2018, so timeline. Less than a year later, in August 2019, Joshua and Jodie were spotted outside the Beverly Hills courthouse getting a marriage license, which sparks rumors.
But does it?
Then there's no wedding, at least that we know about. In November 2019, so right a year after they've been dating, at the premiere of Queen and Slim, this is one of Jodie's films, Jodie and Joshua, the couple, appear together, spotted wearing wedding rings on their left hand, which continues to spark marriage rumors, even though no announcement had been made about an engagement or even a wedding. The following month, December 2019, a source close to the couple confirms to People magazine that they had, in fact, already gotten married and were already expecting their first child.
We owe you nothing, public. Which is fair, honestly.
Well, a few years later, the whole story comes out where Joshua reveals to Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show that he didn't propose. It was Jodie who proposed to him. Joshua Jackson explains, "She asked me on New Year's Eve. We were in Nicaragua. It was very beautiful, incredibly romantic. We were walking down the beach and she asked me to marry her." He says that he never suspected that Jodie would propose to him, but will go on to say, "I did not know, but she was quite adamant and she was right. This is the best choice I ever made." He will later share, I guess because he's got to keep up some kind of rep, that, "Well, yeah, I proposed back to her." So that's great. I do love a secret wedding, though. It's one of my favorite things. So let's go unpack all of that a little bit further. It was during an interview with People magazine published March 29th of 2023 that Jodie Turner-Smith reflected on her relationship with Joshua Jackson. During this conversation, again, March 2023, Jodie Turner-Smith cited 2019 as a big year because her professional career had started to take off after Queen and Slim, and it's the same year she married Jackson. Jodie Turner-Smith will say, "Everything happened at the same time for me. It was like I fell in love right before I started this movie that would basically change my life. And then by that time I was putting this movie out, I was pregnant, I was secretly married, and I was trying to have one moment and not let the other moment overshadow it, which is why I tried to keep it a secret." It all makes sense. So into 2019, we have secret wedding that happened, baby on the way, everything's rocking and rolling. By January 2020, Jodie is flaunting her baby bump, and the couple is not shy about public affection, PDA, NP. They gush over each other on social media as well. So it all starts so fortuitously on Valentine's Day 2020, right? Stay in the timeline with me. Jody posts photos of them kissing on Instagram with the caption, "Our second Valentine's Day, and it's even more magical than the first. Here's to a lifetime of them." Suckers. "Happy Valentine's Day to the man who sees my soul and holds my heart. Love you, baby daddy." The news from the couple just keeps on coming. March 2020, they announce, we know, because we know from retrospect, but they will announce they're expecting a baby girl. Just a month later, the baby girl is born.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is spring 2020.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happens in spring of 2020.
The longest year.
Their daughter comes along, which coincides with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I do think this is interesting. Jody had this to say about that time. "The whole world stopped, and there was a global pandemic, and I got to slow down with this precious child of mine. The pandemic smacked me in the face and forced me to slow down, and I'm so glad it did." That was People reporting that. Jody slows down, enjoys all the very tiny baby things. Little babies are so good. They smell so good. You just want to eat them up. This was April 2020, the baby comes along. In May of that year, Joshua Jackson gushes on social media about Jody for Mother's Day. He thanks her for making him a father and posts a photo of her holding their daughter, writing with the caption, "Thank you for the depth of grace you have found since our daughter has arrived. The commitment that you make it look so effortless, but I know is anything but." Mother's Day in May.
Sure.
What happens in June? Next month, Papa's Day, Jody returns the favor to Joshua, thanking him for being a great dad. Here's her caption, her quote, "Big soulmate energy, number one daddy. Just checking in to say that us girls are so lucky to have ya." All appears to be sunshine and rainbows with the couple. In September, fall of 2020, Jody says in an interview, "I'm really in love with my husband. That might be weird for people, but I'm doing a pretty good job of not shouting that from the rooftops as much as I would like to."
Well, this all sounds like it's going great. I'm
super great.
Concerned to hear what has happened.
Jody will go on to explain that the relationship that she and Joshua has has only gotten better after 2 years. She'll say, "That's why I share it sometimes, because I love him. I think he's hot, I think he's smart, and he's incredibly talented. I feel so lucky to be in a relationship with somebody who feels the same about me, who is not shy about telling me that or uplifting me, which is great. I love it." We're going to take a break here in the happy times, and when we come back, we're going to get into the other half of this story.
Well, we'll be right back with all of that. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to our good friends over at Diet Smoke.
You might know Diet Smoke for their award-winning THC gummies, but what you might not know is that they are taking over the mushroom space as well.
Whether you're looking for a microdose, a boost of positive energy, or a full trip, Diet Smoke has the shroom gummy for you.
The team at Diet Smoke sent us one of each, and I thought the white peach gummies were incredible.
But those blue boomers were a pretty close second. You may be asking yourself, how do I know which shroom gummy will work best for me? Easy. Diet Smoke's customer service team is ready to answer any questions you may have. Consider them your own THC and mushroom sommelier.
For the next few days, Diet Smoke's offering 50% off any pack of shroom gummies. What does that mean? It means for as little as about $20, you could have your new favorite gummies delivered to your door in 48 hours. And all their products are backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee.
Shop now at dietsmoke.com/shrooms and use code TRASHY50 to get 50% off your first pack of shroom gummies.
That's dietsmoke.com/shrooms and code TRASHY50.
Diet Smoke, your guide to bliss.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Joshua and Jody, they get together 2018. Everything happens fast. Mm-hmm. 2019, secret proposal, baby, wedding. 2020, COVID. Everybody's locked down. Everybody's happy. No signs of trouble until March 2022.
Okay.
They pose for a very sexy photo shoot before the Critics' Choice Awards. The risque photos, I'll say, are for risque photos, include Jodie Turner Smith completely nude, save the tiara, which is important. Joshua Jackson is in a tuxedo, but he has his hand on her rear end.
I don't like the... This doesn't strike me as a good look for her.
I'm not that dresser, the photographer, having anything to do with the idea for that shoot. The two post those pictures, their sexy, sexy pictures, on Instagram. Awesome. Y'all like your photos. That's great. That's all that matters. The red carpet PDA, no problem, continues. The gushing on social media posts, the glowing interview statements about each other, just the hits keep on coming. They do not clearly shy away from the spotlight or from sharing their feelings publicly. Move ahead to March 2023. The couple will attend the Met Gala together, and Jodie Turner Smith will say in an interview with LUK that she had imposter syndrome, and Jackson, her loyal, devoted husband, helped her through it. Jodie says, I didn't feel good. I was not feeling the vibe. My husband took me by the hand and said, you deserve to be here. The next month, April 2023, just a year ago, Joshua Jackson shared with The Times that he and Jodie met at the right time because if they had met earlier, he says, he didn't think he wanted to get married. When explaining why their relationship works, Jackson tells The Times, partially it's age, partially it's about finding somebody in the right moment of life. If we had met 5 years earlier, we probably would have had a torrid affair. I would like to know how your other girlfriend at that time would have thought about that. But time is running out for the couple. Mm-hmm. Just last fall, in October 2023, Jodie Turner Smith filed for divorce from Joshua Jackson, citing
irreconcilable differences for the win.
For the win. Shortly afterward, a source tells People that the couple's quote unquote, life plans were not matching up.
Is this perhaps an age issue?
With 6 years between them, you know, that seems right, but listen to what else the source says. She decided that she is done. They are on very different paths in life. Jodie loves being a mom. End quote.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So February, just this year, 2024, Vanity Fair. Jodie seems to be pretty happy in winter of this year that she's gotten rid of Joshua Jackson. She will tell Vanity Fair that she realized, quote, she's actually one of the most amazing beings to ever walk the earth. And I'm enjoying not having to focus on a man. Men take up a lot of space, unquote.
Interesting. I kind of love that.
A lot of this is very undercover. Uh-huh. So regarding her feelings about the end of the marriage, Jody goes on to explain, I don't think it's a failure. We obviously had such a beautiful moment together. And now it's time for a new moment for both of us. And how exciting. The bravest thing in the world is to recognize when something's not working and to make a move. And I always want to set that kind of example for my daughter.
This is not the typical...
Get out your sunnies, right? There's a lot of shade there, that needs to happen.
Wow.
Okay, so what happened?
Yeah.
Shortly after they announced their split, Entertainment Tonight reports that the couple had been, quote-unquote, having issues for a while, according to Entertainment Tonight. They celebrated Jody's birthday on September 9th at the flower shop in New York City, but arrived separately and left separately. It was a big party, and they were distant throughout the night and barely around each other. Jody spent the majority of the evening downstairs. Nobody can see your face. So the source goes on and attempts to explain a little bit more to people.
Yeah, I would like to know more.
It turned into an unhealthy marriage that made her unhappy. She refused to settle for something that didn't feel right. They will co-parent their daughter. They want her to continue to thrive. All right. Unhealthy marriage that made her unhappy. Right? What did she say earlier? I'm one of the most amazing things to ever walk the earth. Men take up a lot of space. I don't want to focus on a man. That's where we should end this story. But I don't think that's the end of it.
Okay.
You ready for the next layer?
Oh, yeah.
Put on your sunscreen with your sunnies.
Wow. Is the scorching? Okay, go ahead.
In the last few months, Joshua Jackson and Lupita Nyong'o, the star of Us, Black Panther, and Wakanda Forever, among other films, have been spotted together holding hands. In December 2023, Us Weekly confirmed that Lupita and Joshua are a couple, reporting Joshua and Lupita have been dating for a very short while now. They're focusing on keeping their relationship under the radar as much as possible.
A very short while, huh? But is it maybe longer than we would have thought?
Well, a little bit more to the story to unpack. Lupita had just come off a very highly public and seemingly trashy breakup as well. Lupita split from television host and sports commentator Salima Masakela. Lupita goes public with the breakup in October. All the timelines intersect.
Yeah, yeah.
When she posts on Instagram. Are you ready? Whoa. It is necessary for me to share a personal truth and publicly dissociate myself from someone I can no longer trust.
Oh my God.
I find myself in a season of heartbreak because of a love suddenly and devastatingly extinguished by deception. I am tempted to run into the shadows and hide, only to return to the light when I have regained my strength enough for me to say, whatever, my life is better this way. But I am reminded that the magnitude of the pain I'm feeling is equal to the measure of my capacity for love. And so I am choosing to face the pain, cultivating the courage to meet my life exactly as it is, and trusting that this too shall pass. What do you think Masakela did to her? Sounds like Lupita and Taylor Swift may want to get together and like write a breakup song.
Yeah, that's a lot of words.
That's a lot of shade. I might have to dig into that. That was a breakup.
Yeah.
That's not the breakup we're focusing on today, but that part happened in the midst of Joshua and Jody.
Well, that's the thing, because a month before was Jody's birthday party where they weren't, which makes me wonder if like she had found out that he was texting with Lupita or something prior, right? Like, what was going on here? So,
but if that's going on, Lupita has a whole hot lot of nerve to be like, heartbreakingly, devastatingly extinguished by deception. There's a lot there. So here's the update. Lupita and Joshua were seen just a few weeks ago, first week of March, holding hands on a romantic beach vacation in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Yeah, I saw those pictures recently.
They were there to celebrate Lupita's 41st birthday. An eyewitness tells E! News that they looked madly in love, like they just couldn't get enough of one another. So, as of a few weeks ago, Jody Turner-Smith, single, living her best life. A man is not a plan. Got so much more room in my life now. Joshua, now with Lupita, apparently.
Apparently.
Every time I hear or see Puerto Vallarta, the inside five-year-old self of me always thinks about Price is Right and game shows, because you always got sent to Puerto Vallarta.
Vacation destination.
Who knows what the future holds for any part of this couple, but that is the Trashy Divorces breakdown of Joshua Jackson and Jody Turner-Smith.
Wow, it does seem like there's just an epic amount of shade being handed down.
Get out your sunnies.
Without anyone being explicitly clear about what went down there. That's fascinating.
Public reporting. Wow. A lot going on in that one. So again, quick tip to toe 2018 to 2023. Apparently, the heart wants what the heart wants, and they're all on to living the lives they want to. I don't even know how many trash cans to give it. They probably got the trash cans, but they probably did it secretly and didn't announce their trash cans until all their trash cans had babies.
Okay, my mouth just made a noise there I don't like, but there.
We get so silly at the end of the season. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this week's tale of marital misadventure. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you tuning in, telling your friends, your kind reviews, your emails, your support over at patreon.com/trashydivorces. Y'all are simply the best. We are going to be back on Wednesday with a little bit of a surprise episode for you then. Really excited about that.
Really excited about that. And if you would like more from us in the meantime, don't forget our other podcasts. We have Trashy Royals that drops on Thursdays wherever you listen to podcasts.
And Done and Done drops on Monday. Always something cooking over here in our trashy headquarters. Friends, thanks again for tuning in. We want y'all to have the most incredible week ever. Spring is springing, and we are too. Big love, y'all. Until we meet again, keep those hands clean.
Keep those hearts trashy.
Big love, everybody. Talk soon.
Grab some sunglasses.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Bye.
Bye.
And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram. And definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.